Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 53 today, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 53, verses 1 through 6. It says, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, doing abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. God looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all fallen away. Together they have been corrupt. There is none who does good, no, not even one. Have those who work evil no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and do not call upon God? There they are, in great terror, where there is no terror. For God scatters the bones of him who encamps against you. You put them to shame, for God has rejected them. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When God restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad." Now, if you have ever read through the Psalms, you might say, wait a minute, that sounds a lot like Psalm 14. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to go take you back to Psalm 14 and listen to how Psalm 14 and Psalm 53 are almost identical. Psalm 14 says this, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They do abominable deeds. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all turned aside. Together they have been corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. Have they no knowledge, all the evildoers who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon the Lord? They are in great terror, for God is with the generation of the righteous. You would shame the plans of the poor, but the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad." They're almost identical, Psalm 14 and Psalm 53 here. And what you to see is this. In each of these, David writes about the foolishness of those who live as if there's no God. He described mankind's wickedness and evil toward each other to build themselves up. But one day God will restore Israel and their blessings, and salvation will come out of Zion. But also at the same time, if you noticed, there's a section in both of these, chapter 14 and chapter 53 of Psalms, that Paul quotes from in Romans chapter 9. Listen to Romans chapter 9 chapter 3 verses 9 through 24. Romans 3 verses 9 and following. "What then? Are we Jews any better off? No, not at all, for we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under sin, as it is written." And this is where he quotes, "No one is righteous, no, not one." He's quoting from Psalm 14 and Psalm 53. "No one who understands. No one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asps is under their lips. Their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. In their paths are ruin and misery. In the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by the works of the law, no human being will be justified in God's sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now, the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, through the law and the prophets, although they bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Folks, listen to what Psalm 53 and Psalm 14 says again. "The fool says in his heart, there's no God. They're corrupt. They're doing abominable iniquity. No one does good. God looks down to see if anyone understands. If anyone who seeks after God, they've all fallen away. Together they've been corrupt. There's no one who does good, not even one." And then he says this. "Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When God restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad." And salvation began when God put Jesus on this earth and he provided that forgiveness of sins as he came and he became a human being. God himself became man, took on human form, lived without sin, was punished in our place on that cross. He rose from the dead to display his power and his glory. And he says, if you will believe that what I did, that righteousness has been made known. We say this in Paul's writings in Romans 3. You're not going to be declared righteous by being good and trying to be a good person, because no one's good, but a righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. Seek after God, humble yourself and say, I believe there is a God. I don't want to be a fool and say there's no God. I don't want to live for myself. God, you are the God who created the world. You're the one who created me. Yes, I'm a sinner. I've broken your law, but you have provided a way for me to be made righteous. It's through faith in Jesus, his sinless life, his death in my behalf, his resurrection from the dead, and I will receive that salvation today. That is one day going to be centered in Israel. I hope this helps some people out there today. I hope you'll turn from lack of faith, not believing in God, to a belief in Jesus Christ and knowing God for yourself. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.